Good afternoon, good evening, Audioboo. Ian Cathier. And the sun's set, and it's late Sunday afternoon on this late July winter's afternoon, because here in Brisbane, it's winter. Unlike a lot of other places of the world, unlike the places of the world that the people around here probably come from. This part of the Brisbane River where I'm walking right now is a bit of backwater in the sense that the streets around here don't go anywhere. The road terminates where there's a bridge that crosses just beyond where I am now. And there's a little bit of industry around here. The area hasn't quite been gentrified yet. And because it's a bit of a backwater, the tourists, the young German, French, Swiss tourists swing by and park here overnight. Most of them pick up a van and then travel around the world. A couple of years ago, I had some good friends who did exactly that. They happened to stay with me for a few months, stay in the block of units where I live for a couple of months, and then eventually they got themselves a van and they did a little bit of the German-Australian road trip that people do. And they had a wonderful time. And there are people all over the country, from all over the world, doing exactly that, travelling around and experiencing Brisbane for what it's like. And experiencing a winter. That's very unlike a German or a French winter, because it's so mild. It's illegal camping that they do here, and I love it. They don't do any harm. The worst they probably do is leave a little bit of litter, and I've actually noticed they don't seem to leave any litter. It's always left very clean, and frankly it surprises me, because frankly it'd be very easy for them to rubbish the place up. There's no amenities, there's no showers, there's no toilets, there's nothing like that, but hey, they've probably been travelling for several months, so they're quite comfortable with it. It's perfectly okay with me, as long as they don't abuse it. And why should we really care? It's a good thing, I think. So I walk up to one of these vans and I say hello.
Hello.
This young lady, we've actually had on Audioboo Bunts before, because surprisingly she was playing at, what was it called?
That's called a bear drum.
Yeah, but several months ago I recorded that. So if you go back to one of my previous Audioboos, you can actually see her playing it. Beautiful music. And where have you guys been? I've got between the three people here. You are?
Oh, we have three people here for now. And we just met, actually.
Oh, really? Yes. You've all just met?
Yeah. Yes, just now.
And you're all from where?
All from
France.
Yeah. France? And Belgium.
Belgium, same thing.
Yeah.
And have you been somewhere recently?
Yeah, I just came back from Thailand, actually.
Oh, okay.
I was away for 2 months.
That's one of the Australian states, isn't it? Not.
No, sorry. Didn't
and whereabouts have you guys been travelling?
From Sydney to Brisbane.
Right, right. And this is a high-ace van that you're camping in.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah.
It's really popular in the vans world.
I have noticed. I've noticed high-ace, light-ace, not many combis these days.
No, no.
But I've seen some people camping along here in the back of station wagons. Just, you know, cars.
Yes, too.
So some people do it pretty rough. But these camper vans are very, very popular.
Yeah, it's like it at home.
Yeah, yeah. How long have you been in Australia?
Well, 2 years, and then I left, and then 3 months, and then I left, and then 3 days ago I came back.
Okay, and you?
And me, 3 months.
2 months.
Yeah, 2 months, yes.
Yes, okay.
And the same, 2 months. What's the most interesting thing you've done?
Oh, wow, that's an interesting...
Have you been doing the fruit picking thing?
Not yet.
Oh, I've done it. Because I needed to have my second year.
Get your second year. Where'd you go?
Well, I've been up north in Queensland and down south in Shepparton and in Tasmania.
What were you picking?
Or
doing?
Started with longans and mango trees, and then I did in the orchard all the apples and plums and stuff. And then I worked in a vineyard in Tasmania.
Okay.
That was it.
You've done 2 years. How come you're still here? Because you're only allowed to stay 2 years, aren't you?
Yes, but I can come as a tourist.
Ah.
So I come visit now.
Ah, okay.
Because I love it so much.
It is good. And you guys, where are you hoping to work?
Fruit picking now.
You're going to go fruit picking somewhere?
Yes, money picking.
Yeah, yeah. I only discovered it when I was in Germany last year, that we allow you guys to come to Australia and to stay a second year. You have to work, 3 months?
3 months, yes.
Yeah. And then you can stay a second year. And I think that's great because I don't want to go fruit picking. And we've got to get our fruit picked and you want to stay another year and you get paid and you spend the money here.
Yeah.
Because you don't take it with you because everybody spends their money staying in Australia. We get to keep the money. We get our fruit picked. You get a whole day.
Yeah, that's
everybody
it.
Wins. I think it's a tremendous happy. Idea.
Yeah, it is.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. And all my friends have done it. It's great. I'll leave you to it. The sun is set and it's getting dark. Thanks for talking to the world via Audioboo.
Thank you very much for your interest.